Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo house, bro? Who was that Digi house? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa, whoa. Hey.
I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper damn fresh, puffing on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chilling on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm trying to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Foreign whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. Tonight is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your flight, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass? Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize and fall in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Working for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, gone working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Theodore's, the ghetto, my Ida, and me and more.
I've been working, working, working. All she talk about is Birkin. Then the date she burping. All I'm thinking about is verses. I wrote this shit with a blindfold. All bullshit aside though, that's why they snuck out the side though. Look in my eyes with my eyes low. I can see you with my eyes closed. Needing no dough, I'm in grind mode. I'm trying to ball, no Lonzo. Don't make me get blood in my poncho. Black mask and the Mac in the middle in the duffel bag. Bitch, I'm John Doe. I'm trying to cop me a condo. Ice in the face where the time go. If he flying, I ain't lying. All this gelato falling out the fronto. Far flowers, give me mine. While a nigga still alive, though.
Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money. Street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal.
Woke up early, I'm blessed, baby. Bell palsy, that's stress, baby. Bounce back, I'm a vet, baby. Kept it 100, nothing less, baby. 380, my favorite, baby. That Mac 10 with that accent. Hit your son, it'll leave you, baby. RP, you should leave your baby. Tagged the wrong one to beef with. Ever since they went vegan, baby. I'm just getting to the chicken. I'm just getting to the chicken. Milk the game, cheesing lately. Oh, your man fucked your best friend. Suck my dick and get even, baby. Use the mouth like you bleeding, baby. Team Patty, no secret lady, but if I bought it, you can keep it, baby. All day blowing la-la, my weed, the truth, best believe it, baby. Rapper slash actor, that's a side chick and a leading lady. Side chick want my dick, while my bitch want a new Mercedes. Yo, Rick's not my Rick, I'm a genius when I want a whip on my scissor shit. Yo, bitch is my bitch, that side bitch on my scissor shit. 1-2 when it don't stop till her skirt dropping my niggas hit. 1-2 when it don't stop till my top dropping my niggas
hit. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal.
Yeah. It's Freaky, 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 Freaky Friday. And I'm back again. Just when they thought I wouldn't be back, I'm back. It's a nice evening, Friday, June 25th, 8:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And yes, it's Jay Sean. I like keeping it real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. I was about to say it's the relationship guru, because that seemed like the name has been given to me. I don't know if it's well deserved, but I'll try to honor it to the best of my ability. So when everybody out there hear me saying the relationship guru, that's me. You could Google Guru if you don't know what that means. What's going on, everybody out there tonight? How everybody feel? All my people on the phone lines. I see the people on the phone lines. All the people that clicked on the links. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's Friday nights where we meet. It's always a pleasure. And it's always a treat. And true friends meet. And boy, do we have a show tonight. Yeah. Once again, we talking about relationships. We talking about sex. We talking about cheaters. And like I told you last week, I don't want to hear a damn person say, why you're still talking about relationships? Because you know what I'm going to say. Maury Povich been talking about who is the father for 25 years, and still getting paid. So I don't want to hear anybody saying, why are you still talking about relationships, Jay Sean? Because I am the relationship guru, and that's what I do. Tonight we got a guest coming through out of Atlanta, Georgia, about 8:30 to give us a female perspective on relationships and what's going on. I mean, how many of y'all know what the topic is tonight? You know, the topic is tonight is how to keep your relationship spicy and hot. How to keep your relationship alive and kicking under the sheets. You know what I've noticed is, like, in my time, and everything I'm saying is from my personal experiences or something I heard par se, or something, you know, I spoke to somebody about. Nothing I say is fabricated. Nothing I say is untrue. I only speak the truth on this show. And if somebody ever feel like I'm not telling the truth, you could call me out. You can call the show and press 1 and call me out. If you ever feel like I'm not speaking the truth. And in my time, I have found out that in relationships, that it's a lot of sexually unhappy people. I'm not saying if it's the man or woman, it could be either one. Could be the man, could be the woman. Many lonely nights, many horny nights, many sexual frustrated nights, many nights of trying to satisfy yourself playing stink finger under the covers, many nights talking to your girlfriends about what you're not getting, many nights of men talking to their friends about what's not going on at home. You know, I know a brother, no names, we don't need any. He's been married a long time, and there's a lot of things that his woman doesn't do that he wants, that he loves to do. She don't work, so she's a stay-at-home mom. And this brother has to run out in the streets to different people to get what he wants. Now, I don't know if that's true. I mean, if that's right or if that's wrong. I really don't know. I'm not the one to say that. I don't never really remember in my life, and this is honest, 100% real, I never really can remember a time in my life, maybe when I was in a relationship and I was angry or unsatisfied or frustrated because I had a lady who wasn't doing what she's supposed to do or what I needed to be done or what I wanted done. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, blow my own whistle. I'm just being honest. There might be a lot of other guys out there like that. Shit. Might be a lot of women out there like that. I don't know. I always tell people that it's somebody for everybody. And I don't really know. Is it a man out there somewhere that's too much man for one woman? Shit, I guess so. Is it a woman out there somewhere that's too much woman for one man? Hell yeah, I guess so. Shit. What you do in a situation like that? Matter of fact, what do you do when you laying next to a woman? What do you do when you laying next to a woman in bed? And she needs more. Or she wants more. And maybe you can give more, maybe you can't give more, maybe you just don't want to give more. I often think, like, where do things go wrong in relationships? You meet somebody, cordial, casual, and it turns into one thing and it leads into another thing. Before you know it, you dating, and before you know it, you got titles, my man, my woman. Before you know it, you engaged, or then before you know it, you married, or not even married. Before you know it, you've been with the person 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, and you look up and you've been with the person 10 years, and then you sit back and say, damn, I've been with this man or I've been with this woman 10 years and he don't even know. This is the woman talking. And he don't even know that I like to be tied up. He might say he's been with his woman 10 years and she don't even know he like to be he like his nipples licked. I believe me firm, I believe that you should tell a person what they like, what you like. And I believe the person that you wish should tell you what they like. I don't believe in having to guess what a person likes. I mean, if it's a one-night stand, you might don't give a fuck. You know? So, hey, but I'm talking about relationship-wise. Like, should you tell a person what you like? I believe you should. Should a woman tell you what she like? I believe that she should. It don't mean whether some females, you know, I have met females in my life and, you know, we have did certain things, whatever. And then they, you know, their favorite word, men out there listening, you know, a woman's favorite word. I never did this with nobody but you. Or this is my first time doing this. You know, bunch of bourgeois bullshit. Fellas out there, you ever met a female and you ever asked them when the last time they had sex? I could bet you right now, shit, I'm over a half a century years old. And I met one female, and I met thousands. One female, one in my life. And some kind of way the conversation came up, and I asked her, when was the last time she had sex? And the chick was honest. She said, yesterday. That was one time in my whole life. All the other times, I haven't had sex in 3 years. I haven't had sex in 5 years. Oh, it's been a long time. Oh, it's been 3 years, 5 years, 8 months, 10 months. Or the other famous one, when sometimes when you meet somebody and they maybe had a man, oh, he wasn't doing shit. Oh, he couldn't fuck. Oh, his dick was trash. I never did that with him. That's some of the famous lies that women tell when they first meet you. Brothers got lies too. You know, it was a time on this show when I just bashed women, and people who listen to my show all the time, you know about it. I went through so many phases on this fucking show, you don't know. And it's the season 4. I started September 4th, 2020. I've been through so many phases on this show, people know. First, I was a drunken, crazy, deranged, narcissistic, male chauvinist pig or whatever. And then I went to the crazy black man, dehumanizing, obviously that word, black women. Then I was downgrading all women, and you know, I went through all the phases on this fucking show. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I can honestly tell you tonight that I think I finally found a niche for my show. I found not only for my show, for myself, something that I could just sit back and talk about without yelling and screaming and cursing and using a bunch of profanity and bitches, hoes, niggas, this and that. I could honestly say I could sit back on my show and have a regular conversation and call a spade, and a heart, and we could just talk, you know? Like tonight, we're going to talk tonight. I'm just warming you up right now, waiting for some more callers calling. You out there and you want to say something, you know, press 1. I'll bring you in. People out there that's on the line that clicked in, I appreciate you clicking in. I hope everybody having a lovely evening. There's a lot of death going on. There's a lot of sickness going on, and we just got to keep persevering and praying and, you know, and leaving it in the big guy hands. That's God. I call him the big guy. You know, and take it from there. You know what I mean? I'm giving a couple of more people to come in. Okay, I see the numbers coming in now. And thank you for all the listeners out there. You know, I can't, you know, about 3 weeks ago, you know, I started doing my own thing. And it's not easy doing your own thing. You gotta control the phones, you gotta control the music, have a lot of conversation, you gotta have notes, you gotta do a lot of stuff to have a radio show. I went out and spent some money on my show, bought me I bought a pop filter, I bought a microphone holder, a iPhone holder, you know, so the show is picking up. I need some sponsors. I need some donations. That's always. But I'm tired of asking for that. When I figured out when the time comes that people want to give me donations, the time will come. When the time comes that people want me to sponsor their brand or whatever on my show, the time will come. People want they pay me for their music being paid, the time will come. You know, everything comes in time. I was listening to a guy on YouTube, and he said, don't give up. You got to give a podcast between 12 and 18 months before you really know where you stand. Well, I only been doing this 6 months, and I feel like I'm coming into my own. I've always been able to talk. That's what I do. I got the gift of gab. And that's what I do best. Excuse me. But tonight, let's do the visual right now. The visual, I call this the visual, what I have in front of me. I got 2 notebooks in front of me. I got some Dove Nourishing Secret Body Lotion. I don't know what that's doing in here. I got a cup of hot green tea with lime. I got 3 laptops in front of me, believe it or not. 3. 3 laptops, some Polar Spring, some Lysol, some Black & Miles, some dust off duster for the keys on the laptop, a fingernail file, half a blunt, an orange, a good ass orange. Orange is as good as hell. A Bible, and what else I got in front of me? And how could I forget? I got a couple of shots of Hen Doggy Dog. I'm gonna try to get Hennessy to sponsor me. Shit, why not? I'm always talking about Hennessy on my show, so they might as well sponsor me, right? Well, anyway, how everybody's feeling? Don't hold back. If you want to press 1 and speak to me, please do that. We got a lot to talk about tonight: relationships, how to keep them spicy, how to keep them well, how to keep them hot. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's hard to keep a relationship. I'm telling you, it's very hard. You know Mark Zuckerberg and Bates, the one who made Bates, the one in charge of the iPhones and Microsoft and all that? We talking about billionaires. We talking about billionaires who divorced. Could you imagine that? Having $1 billion and your relationship don't work? Think about that. You got $1 billion and your relationship don't work. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, the one who created Facebook, got divorced. His relationship didn't work. Ain't that some shit? And everybody know, I can't remember the guy's first name. I know it's Bates. I'm trying to remember his first name. I can't really remember his name. Let me see if my guess is here on the line. Might be. Hold on one. We're going to play a song, and I'm going to get right back with you. Don't go nowhere. Call a friend to call a friend to call a friend. Let them know that we doing big things tonight on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. I'm the host, Jay Sean, the relationship guru. We got a lot to talk about tonight, sex toys, role play, and how to keep your damn relationship popping, how to keep your relationship hot, how to keep your relationship spicy. We tired of people ladies laying down next to their man for years and years and years and not really having a real, true orgasm. I heard of that. I knew a lady who was in a relationship 9 years and said she never had an orgasm. 9 years, no lie. How the fuck do you live with somebody 9 years and never have an orgasm? You please tell me. Please help me on that one. I'll never be able to understand that. 9 years? No. I guess that's somebody who needs sex toys right there. We're going to go to a song. I'm just running off the mouth, everybody. I hope I'm not boring you. We're getting ready to get into some real shit, so don't go nowhere. Please, stay tuned. We're going to go to a song real quick. I'm going to go back behind the scenes with my guests. And we getting ready to start this show. Y'all know what I say, no infections, no yeast. And stay tuned, don't go nowhere, get your popcorn, put your kids to sleep. You know my show is rated X. And we'll be right back. And Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, online radio podcast. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Oh man, that song do something to me. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. That song do something to me. Ah, welcome back, everybody, to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast. And my guest is here. I'm going to bring her in a couple of minutes, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Beautiful young lady, intelligent, not shy at all, keeps it real, no need not to. I met her years ago. And she, from the time I met her, she always been real. A little loud, but real. Outspoken, but real. And I said, yo, I want you to come on the show. She was down with it. You know, that's what I like. You know, we got to stick together. In this world, we got to stick together. You know, you don't just want to hear me talk. You want to hear a female's perspective and what I'm talking about. Because I could tell you a lot of shit about relationships that I know. And that's the way why I'm the relationship guru. Because I could tell you a lot of stuff about relationships. You know, I could tell you how men are hunters. And I could tell you how men take shit for granted. I could tell you about how women get bore relationships faster than men. I can tell you how women need a lot more than men. You know what I mean? Men see things. We physical. I mean, we visual. We see some shit with a fat ass. We want it. We want the pussy. I'm not gonna lie to you. A woman need more than that. Women need stimulation. Women need women need mental shit. Women need emotional shit. Women need physical shit. You know, women need a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's just what it is. Men get turned on by the physical. Women need more. Hey, and that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? Some women just want simple shit. You know, sometimes when a woman, you know, asks you, you know, how was your day when you come home, she really wants you to ask her how was her day. But she asking you how you was your day because, you know, the communication not right. But a woman just want to hear you say that hear you say that sometime. Ask her how she doing, you know. Women like intimacy, a simple touch, a hold of hand, a kiss on the cheek. You know what I mean? Like, and hugs don't always have to come from the front. You know, hug them from the back. You know what I mean? Let them feel your dick on their ass. Kiss them on the back of the neck. You know, blow a nibble on their ear, you know, shit like that. Oh shit, fuck it. Y'all know the Hennessy talking. Now I'm getting carried away. Let me bring in our guest. Without no further ado, all the way from, I believe, Atlanta, Georgia. But I'm gonna let her tell you that for herself. Hello, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey,
you can call me Madam Fat Cat.
I was going to say, what can I call you? What can I call you?
Madam Fat Cat.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, I know already. I know that name when I first met you. Madam Fat Cat. And that name fits you well. Fat Cat. That name fits you well. For real. I like that. Madam Fat Cat. Oh, well, you are from Georgia, right? You calling from Atlanta, Georgia?
I'm calling from Statesboro, Georgia. I'm still down in Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right. How was it? What's the weather like down there?
It's hot.
Very hot?
No, it's not that hot today, but it's been hot all week.
Oh, any kids around you?
Say again?
Any kids around you?
No kids around me. My son 20.
Okay, you know, because you know me, this Radio X, so I got
my son is bad as his mama.
Oh shit! Somebody, I know a female who always say that kids just like their mother, kids just like their father. So you telling us, right, he your son just like you. I hear that.
Yeah.
So that's real. I know that's real.
I'm 52. No matter what, whenever he run out of anything, and I told him don't do nothing unless he got a condom.
You could say that again. Don't do nothing without
BET tell you all the time to wrap it up.
I know young girls out here who don't even use condoms nowadays. So, and you know, they got so much shit. It's different from when you're 52, so we're in the same age realm. It's so different out here now. They got shit that condoms can't even stop.
Yeah.
You know, SPVs and STDs, I don't even know what all that is, but it's certain things out here that you couldn't pay me to do at my age. You couldn't pay me to shit I used to do when I was young that you couldn't pay me to do now. What you're not supposed to do the same shit when you're at the age you at now that you did when you were young.
Nah.
Malcolm X said if you think in the same way at 50 that you thought when you was 20, then you just lost 30 years of your life, you know?
Yep.
But anyway, I'm talking too much. We trying to get a female perspective on certain things tonight. We trying to get a female perspective on. Oh, okay, wait a minute. You single or are you married?
I'm single.
Oh, you single? Okay, 52 and single. You been single for a while?
No, out of choice. Because the last relationship I was in, he wasn't bringing it enough to the plate, to the table. And I can't do it all.
Again with that financial. There y'all women go.
It's not even financial. It wasn't even financial. It was sexual more than financial. If you can get off, I want to get off too.
I thought you said he wasn't bringing enough home to the plate.
He wasn't bringing enough to the table. It ain't all about money.
You talking about dick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey.
Because if I got to start bringing out my toys to get off while we in the bed together, the son is wrong.
Wait a minute now. This show is about sex toys. So look, you said if you got to start bringing out just your toys.
My toys just to make sure I get off?
Yeah.
Yeah. While we in the bed together, something wrong.
Well, I know somebody personally that tells me that she keep a condom in her nightstand so whenever her man don't make her have an orgasm and he has he comes before her, then she go in her coffee table, her drawer, and she tell him, "No, where you going? No, it's my turn. Use that on me." So what would you call that if you had sex with somebody, but then when they was done, you had to use a dildo? Is that cool?
Yep.
It's cool? So you could be with a
man? Yeah, it's
sex.
Cool. Because right? I got to get off. It's just like you don't want to go to bed with you didn't bust your nut.
Okay. All right.
It's the same for us, too. And then when we get real, real horny, we really want to release it.
I hear you on that. You is something else, ain't you, Madam Fat Cat?
I done did enough pleasure parties. I done had enough. I done did enough pleasure parties. I used to do that when I was younger.
You the one I need to be talking to. That's good. But look, when did you leave Paterson, New Jersey, and move to Georgia? What year was that?
2011.
Yeah. 2011. Okay, 2011. What year was that I came to your house to sell you one of my books?
Oh, that was before I came down here.
So that was about what, 2000 what?
8 or 9.
2008 or 9. Okay. I remember when I came to your house.
And then you did the show at the Masonic Temple, because then I came in.
Right, I did it.
And did the door.
You did the you worked the door.
When you did your first book signing, and then when you had the It wasn't just some place. It was a woman was there, too. And the strippers were there.
See, that's what that Hennessy do, because, you know, I don't even remember you working at the door at my book release party. I don't even remember that.
You came and got me. You came and got me.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. See,
Dizzy, I need you. You gonna work for me? No problem. You know, whenever you ask me to do anything, I always tell you okay.
Nah, that's bullshit. We never had sex.
It wasn't meant for us to do that yet.
I came to your house.
Your point.
Shit, I came to your house. That's the point.
We were talking about business then when you came to my house.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
It's all about the words you say on how you may approach. If you would have touched or did something differently, it might have happened.
Oh, shit, for real? I didn't know that. I didn't know what I came to.
Yeah, but you was very shy back then.
I was shy?
Yeah, or sneaky.
I wasn't shy. I was married.
And I had respect.
That's why I probably was shy. But I missed out on a lot of stuff back in them days. But
that
anyway,
was before you got married.
That was before I got married, for real?
Yes.
For real? And I didn't make a move on you?
We talked a lot of trash to each other.
Nah, I'm just playing. Matt of Fat Cat, this is my partner right here. We cool as hell. From the first time we met, we always talk crazy to each other. What's your sign?
Virgo.
Oh, man. Don't say that again. Don't say that, Virgo. Don't say that. That's my sign.
I know.
All Virgos I'm cool with. That's crazy. Oh, man. Yo, you just fucked my head up. I'm not going to lie about that. I asked you because I'm cool with all Virgos. And me and you always been cool from day one.
Because I mind be on the same level.
That's why, because I'm a Virgo and you Virgo. Yo, whoever out there listening, y'all got to believe in them signs, man, and the other shit that's going on in this world. See, because this shit, I didn't know she was a Virgo, and she didn't know I was a Virgo. This ain't no playing shit. This is some crazy shit right here, because I was trying to figure out why we vibe so much for years. And I've been to her house. We never did nothing. She just told you she worked at my door at my first book signing. And we never did nothing. So that let me
know. You did your first show. When you did one of your shows with the strippers, I was at that door too.
For real? Now you really scare me now. I don't remember none of that. You worked the door at one of my go-go parties?
Yep. Because I had my little sister in the back protecting the dancers when she was doing private duties in the bathroom.
Come on, man. I don't even remember that.
I do.
That's crazy. That's bad, though. Now, that's scary that I don't even remember that, that I'm finding this out on the air. Like, I guess I done did so much shit in my life, I can't remember a lot of shit. Like, this guy told me, he was like, Jay, you don't remember I worked the door for you at my party? I was like, well, you know what? I take all that back. I did that Google shit for, like, 20-something years. So, in 20-something years, you're going to forget a couple of things. So, I'm not going to beat my head
down.
Don't worry
about it.
You're going to forget a couple. And it'll be more memorable for you to remember it because you didn't do it as, you know, it was a selective time and a selective few. But for me, I was doing it every weekend for like 20 years. So, of course, I'm going to forget some shit. You know what I mean? But but I ain't forget that fat ass you got.
It's still there with my bow legs.
Let me stop playing with you. You know you my peoples all the time. You always, we always been cool. But look, on another note, you know what I mean? Because I like to play around. I like to talk shit. Everybody know that, and everybody know I'm true to heart. Though I talk, I walk the walk. But everybody know in the end, I just like to have a good time.
I'm surprised you ain't wrote a hot and heavy book yet.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people have told me to write, you know, like the books like Zane was writing, right? That's what you're talking about sex and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Nah, not yet. It's coming. It's coming. You know what I mean? I'm on this radio type shit right now. So I'm trying to make this happen. I've been doing this for a while. It's crazy that
See,
I called you, though.
What I have I, ran into.
We'll talk more later.
Getting spicy.
Later. But look.
In the bed, you made some good valid points earlier.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little bit intelligent in relationships. I guess I done been in a lot. You know, some of them failed, some of them didn't. But look, I want to ask you this, right? How would you keep, if you noticed that your relationship with your man was getting kind of, not boring, but if you felt like he might be thinking it was getting kind of boring, what's some of the things that you would tell, this is from you, you can say what you want, it's no right answer. What's some of the things you think that you
first
could do to
gotta,
fight the
find out what's wrong.
Up?
And then, because you got to bring different things to the room. You can't keep things the same.
Right.
Because missionary style is get boring after a while.
So tell us something you would do different.
Some candles.
Right.
Some lotions. Some potions.
Well, all right.
Some toys.
Ooh.
Some handcuffs.
That sounds. Yep. I got all that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, right.
The catnip.
You, who?
The catnip, the stinky little whip.
What you do with that?
Well, you string it across the body, and then you hit, but you don't try to hit. That's going to hurt or bring blood.
Wait a minute. Slow down.
Because my dreads don't groove. I like my dreads pulled. I like to be choked sometimes.
You like to be choked? Uh-oh.
Yep.
Okay. I know one of my listeners out there like to be choked. Okay, we got another woman that like to be choked. Okay, keep talking. Now you talking.
Because it's the ultimate orgasm, and everybody can't hear
them. Tell us, because I don't understand that, and a lot of ladies out there might don't understand that. What's so good about being choked when you have an orgasm?
Because it's a rush.
It's really a rush, not being able to breathe?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't understand that.
It's not, it's not, you don't get choked till you can't breathe. It's just the pressure.
So you want.
When you can get your hair pulled, or is it he holding you from, he's behind you and he's pulling you closer to him from your shoulders.
So you want pain.
Sometimes. Pain is pleasure sometimes.
Okay. All right. Pain is pleasure. I like. You're teaching the guru some shit now. Okay. Now you're teaching me some shit up here. Pain
because
is pleasure.
Sometimes
pain is pain.
You got to go because your G-spot not always, everybody's G-spot not in the same spot. Some people you got to go dig a little deeper in order to hit it.
You look like somebody who would be hard to satisfy.
Nah, I'm not hard to satisfy.
Describe yourself to my audience. Describe yourself to my listeners.
I'm 5'4".
Okay.
5'4" and a half. I don't know.
Five
I might have lost
half.
A half.
All right. You got.
When
you got
we
hips,
first start becoming
ass,
that
role,
I like foreplay first. Foreplay must go first.
How much foreplay?
I do a little, to get me started.
How much foreplay?
Yeah. At least enough to get me wet.
Okay.
And that won't take long. It'll get me started, get me wet a little bit. And if you know what you're doing, you'll get soaking. You do it right, I'm going to splash you anyway.
You a splasher,
yeah.
What they call that? Splasher? What they call it? Squirter. You a squirter?
Yeah, I'm a squirter.
That's crazy.
That's why I was okay. I was picky about who I give my goodies to.
How about masturbation? How you feel about that?
I don't. I used to masturbate, but then I masturbated so much that I wasn't getting off. Then it took longer for the person. Once I got to him, it took longer for him to get me off.
I had to
restrain from it.
You masturbated so much that it couldn't do nothing for you anymore?
Nah, yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's good. For real. That's real. That's some real shit. I'm feeling you.
One time I got my toys, I did myself so good, I thought I cheated.
You ever heard of how about the bullet? You ever used the bullet?
I have the bullet, and I have a dildo that sticks to my tub, and I got off on my own.
What you mean, a dildo to stick to your tub? Oh, you stick
yeah,
to your
I was
tub,
riding it, and I had my bullet on my clitoris, and I was getting off.
A bullet. Okay, for people who don't know, a bullet is a sex toy. It's shaped like an egg, and you put it on your clitoris, and it vibrates. So you saying that you had a bullet on your clitoris, and you were sitting on a dildo.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about that pisses me off. You know why it pisses me off?
Why?
Because I want to know why it takes so much, why you need so much, why it got to be so much for a woman to get where she got to go. Now, you're going to have a mechanical bullet on your clit, and you're going to have a big-ass dildo in your coochie.
It ain't got to be real big. It's big enough.
Oh, shit. I got another call on the line who's going to love that, too, because she's a firm believer that she don't like big penises. my caller's going to love you.
No, I done had big penises before.
And what?
And I got wet. Got real wet.
So.
And he thought I peed on him.
He thought you peed on him.
He thought I peed on him, but I didn't pee.
You is something else.
I squirted the shit out that ass.
And that's her real name, too, y'all. Everybody out there, when she said, just call me Madam Fat Cat, that's her real name. That's the name I know her by, Madam Fat Cat. So I want everybody to know. So look, are you drinking? Are you smoking? What are you doing
right
now?
I ain't doing anything. I'm sober.
You just sitting
I got
down
a bottle
sober.
Of water. Yeah, I don't need nothing to talk about sex.
So where you at, in your living room, in your kitchen? Where you at?
In the living room.
And who you live with?
Just my best friend.
Who?
My best friend.
A girl?
No, he gay.
Where he at?
Outside on the porch.
Put him on the phone.
He outside on the porch.
No, fuck you. You know, I always tell people to put people on the phone. But look, hold on. Don't go nowhere, right? Don't go nowhere. Hold on. The one minute, I got somebody press one. Let me see if I'm on the line. 3282? 3282. I hear your TV or something in the background.
Yes, sir.
3282?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's
going
on, brother?
What's going on, Jay? All right, how you been,
what's
man?
What's the deal? I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here relaxing.
Have you been listening to the show?
Have you
been listening
since
to the
808.
Show?
Since 8:08.
Wow. So what do you think about Madam Fat Cat?
Well, Madam Fat Cat was very knowledgeable. She has the years behind her, and She's a very sounds like a very exotic woman. Don't take no shorts. But one thing I would, you know, if me and Madam Fat Cat ever got together, I would tell her not to handcuff. Now, like, if you like to be handcuffed, that's cool. But no, and no whips, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? Well, thank you.
Yo,
you know.
hey, hold up, time out.
What's
time
up?
Out. I don't know about everybody out there listening who on a link or Madam Fat Cat, but do it sound like my man trying to talk a little sexy on the phone? My man is like, yo.
Yeah, he got a bedroom. He's talking.
Yeah, well, hey, Jay, I'm sitting up here with my feet kicked up. I'm relaxing. The fan's going on. You know.
Hey, you sound it.
Yeah, there you go. So, I got Man and Fat Kelly over here sounding all sexy, so you know I got to give her my sexy back. You know what I'm saying?
You heard her say she worked the doors at my go-go parties. You might met her before. I don't even remember, Farz.
I'm trying to remember you having a young lady at the door, man. What show did I come to that you was charged?
You probably was.
Masada Temple.
Where?
Down at the bar by St. Joe's. That's where he had, no?
Oh, wait a minute. Too. Is that where you had his bachelor party?
No, I didn't go to the bachelor party.
About.
I was down here already.
Oh, okay.
I know
okay.
What you're talking about. That,
but I'm originally from Patterson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
you talking about
that bar, that Jamaican bar, right?
I must have missed that,
it,
Jay.
On the corner, it was on the corner of another bar across the street.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. The Quest Lounge.
Yeah.
That's a shame, Jay. She remembers what you
know. She was working the door at the Quest Lounge. Quest Lounge. Now it's coming to me. Yeah, it's coming to me now. But I didn't really know that she worked the door at my book signing because, you know, I had Fabulous there and NBA. As far as you know them, I had all of them. And she said she did all. But me and Miss Fat Cat, we've been cool from, like, 2004 or some shit. We always
right.
been cool.
Right.
Like yeah, from way back. But I didn't know. You know, I went to her house one day for us, and I didn't, you know, I think she was giving me signs to make a move, but I didn't really know.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes.
That's why I ended up doing my little short.
But you don't know.
What? You follow up, huh, Jay?
That's why I ended up doing them little shorts.
Yeah, she came to the door with little. I remember that day. She came to the door with little shorts on for us, and she got a fatty. She got a fat ass. I'm not gonna lie to you about that, everybody. If she got a fat ass, and
so
she came
happened,
to the
Jay?
Door with some shorts on. I don't know.
Yeah, what happened?
She said you were getting shy.
I don't know. Said Jay shy.
I got stage. She said I was shy. I guess I got stage fright. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I was going there to sell you one of my books or give you some tickets or something. Now it's
you gave me some
you.
Paperwork to do for you to type for you. I had typed
that's
the
right.
one
that's
application
right.
up.
Oh shit, that's right. I gave you some paperwork and you typed it for me. That's what happened. Yeah.
I don't forget
that.
Nothing.
Damn.
Yeah, that's quite
you came to the door. So when you came to the door with the shorts on, you tell us that was an invitation, but see, like
yeah.
sometimes I don't move like that. Sometimes you know what I mean. Like I'm, you know.
See what
well,
gave you good pointers because I love chocolate man.
Oh no! Don't say that. Come on now. I remember that day I came to your house and you came to the door with them tight shorts on, but I was nervous. I remember I stood in the hallway. I didn't even go no further.
I said you can come in.
I know I came in, but I think I stood in your hallway.
And I asked you, you sure you don't need me to change nothing? He was like, nah, just good. You did a good job. I was like, I wanted you to proof it before you left out the door.
You were trying to get me to stay there.
Yeah, you messed up.
If I wanted you to stay there, I'd not open my mouth. You know, a closed
yeah.
mouth
oh,
don't get fed.
I just remember whatever we did with the paperwork. I just remember leaving. But I remember when I left and I sat in my car, that's when it hit me. I said, damn, I wonder could I move down Madam Fat Cat. I remember I sat in the car and I said, damn, I wonder, did she want me to push on her? And I was like, nah, maybe she didn't want me to push on her. We just cool. But see, now I know. All these years later, you wanted me to move on. You wanted me to make a move. See, I'm slow like that. I'm always slow like that. Everybody, you know, I'm not fast to the coochie like that. You know what I mean?
I don't give it away to anybody. Just believe that.
I'm not supposed to. I hope not. I hope you don't give it away to anybody.
Nah.
You blew it, Jay.
Yo, hey, yo, you, let me tell you something, Madam Fat Cat. You so cool and you so real. Like, you fucked my whole format up. Like, I had a lot of shit I was supposed to say and do and read, but you so real and so cool, like, you fucked my head up. Like, you got me a little...
I hung with 15 guys in me for a long time. So I hang with the dudes, and I think just like them. I'm going to get you before you get me.
You
all the years of hanging around all my friends, my boys. Nah.
What part of Patterson you was in?
Fourth Ward.
Oh, you from the Fourth Ward. Oh, say no more. People out there don't know the Fourth Ward. I'm not going to say nothing about the Fourth Ward. Think of the Fourth Ward as,
it's a battle. It's a
Prince. The
Prince
Projects in North. The Prince Street Projects in North. Whoever remember those projects in North. I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I ain't been over in North in so long for this.
Yeah.
Think of
the King
like think of the Fourth Ward like Beantown in Florida where Trick Daddy from. Think of that. Think of all that. Like, she from the Fourth Ward. She from the Hard Ward. But you know what I'm saying? It's all right. Matter of fact,
I was from there.
So,
I didn't act like them.
No, you didn't. You was cool. You didn't act like that. So look, what you think about roles? You told me what you think about role play already, but do you really think role play and sex toys could save a relationship?
Yeah.
If sex is their problem,
it all depends on your partner. Because okay, my last relationship, I had to get rid of him because he had ED. I can't do this. So I brought all kinds of toys to the table. I got him a pump. I got him a strap on. I got him a cock ring.
Whoa. She got a man a strap on?
Yeah.
He puts his dick inside the strap on?
Yeah, it was made for him. Because it's a little... little spikes in that stimulates your groin, and it helps you get hard. And you'll still get stimulated while I'm getting pleased.
Ooh. Well, they make everything. That's the first time I ever heard of a woman actually.
I did pleasure parties when I was younger.
Yeah, I see. That you did mention that earlier. You know, Jay, you know anything about that?
A male strap on for a female?
Yeah.
I've never put up no fucking male strap on for a female, but I have no females that like you to.
And I have never had no dealings with no female ever in my life.
No, look, listen. I know females.
Let me retract that. I have been eating before, but I have not been physically sexual in a sexual contact with one.
The fucking cat just bit me. Sorry, y'all. Y'all heard me say ouch. My cat just bit the hell out of my leg, man. My foot, I mean. Dang. What you saying? I'm dying.
I said, I've been in a threesome before, but I was on the receiving end, so it is what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
My mama said never deny nobody nothing to eat, and I don't.
There you go.
And they ain't going to get no snack. It's all you can eat for real.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know females who, like, I never knew about that scrap bomb, but I know females who I have known females in my life who like to grind on a man, like they got a penis, and they like to grind on a man to have an orgasm. You know what I mean?
I grind with shit, but after that, I'm gonna make sure you get hard. Fuck that. We gonna finish it for real.
If you ain't got ED.
You ain't got ED.
But
that's why the cock ring come in here.
Yo, this is going to be a this ain't a funny question or a disrespectful question or nothing like that. This is a real question for you.
You gotta go through all that all the time.
If you know all the stuff that you talk about, you know, and all the stuff you talk about, you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You listening?
I'm listening.
Then why you don't have a man, right? Why you don't have a man right now?
Because I want somebody for me. I want somebody for me that I ain't got to do. I don't want to feel that I'm doing all the work, and it ain't even got to be. I done did all my work in time. I'm retired. I don't have to work no more. I'm on disability, and I stay home all the time that I work. I collect.
There you go.
I keep a clean house. I can cook. So now the thing is, all you got to do is please me.
Ooh.
I run your bath for it in the whole nine before you get home. Have your food ready, and it will be hot when you hit the plate.
Yo, stop the press.
I'll never feed you no cold food.
It's so much I can say.
I am wife material.
It's so much that I can say that I don't say on the air, but what you just said a minute ago about the bath water,
yeah.
That's some real shit. Let me tell you that. I can't really say what I want to say, but I'll just tell you this, like this. Keep that mentality about the bath water when a man come home from work and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Because I don't care if he has a cold beer when he comes home. Because people criticize me for saying certain things and all that, but that I'm gonna let you know that shit.
I'm gonna tell you, back in the day, I used to help a lot of my friends with their relationship. I would go cook lobster tails, make a nice salad, get some rose petals, have it coming from the door all the way to the bedroom, have all the lights, the candles, and everything all set up for them so they can get their groove on with their man. You know how many my friends I done taught how to suck dick? Because everybody
Jay,
came suck
up,
dick.
Jay. Damn, Jay, you messed up, man.
Because you can't put your teeth in there. You got to put your mouth on there real nice and slow. You got to come from the base and come up.
What you said,
sometimes,
I missed how far?
Yeah.
You blew that, Jay. unless you go to the train station, get a ticket, go down to Georgia tomorrow.
Nah, I can't. She just talking the good talk. She don't do
I'm not talking the good talk.
She ain't
talking
the good talk. That's talking about. That's right. She ain't read that out
she
of all the novels.
She too old now. How old are you?
No, I'm
seasoned.
Yeah.
How old are you?
52.
She too old now.
And I feel like fucking. And if I can fuck every night, I will.
Yeah, what you say? What's
up? Her vagina don't get wet no more. Trust me.
That's a damn lie. If you don't know what you're doing, it won't get wet.
That's right. And she knows. She sounds like she knows what she's doing. Jay, come on. You got to give her credit. You know. She talks season, man. You know?
Nah, her vagina.
She's so bad that most of my men nowadays, they got to be younger than me.
After 50, your vagina don't get wet no more. Stop playing.
Who said that? That means your dick don't get hard no more.
You talking about? We can talk about that too. Shit, my shit don't work like it used to. I got a lot of memories. See, you know what's up with me.
I got a lot of memories, and I'm still making some.
But look, I can tell you about me. You know what I'm saying about me? I'm the type of brother like this. Whenever I find a minus, I find a plus. So what I mean by that, if I'm having problems or something like that, then I'll just do something else. And if that don't work, I'll just do something else.
That's where the foreplay coming at.
Yeah, it might not be with you. Trust me, you'll be satisfied. It might be like you said, foreplay, cuddling, affection, touching, rubbing,
fellatio.
Yeah. Yeah, fellatio. Mm.
What's fellatio? But keep your tongue wet,
what's
Jay.
What's fellatio?
Nice and wet.
What's fellatio? Don't say no fucking fellatio on my show. Say what it is. What's fellatio?
Jay. Come on, man. You know
nah, say it, man. We don't say fellatio on my show. What is
well,
it?
That's a shame. I mean, you try to play on your listeners, man. They don't know fellatio is when you're in the cootie cap, man.
When you
eating the cootie cat.
Okay, say eating the coochie on my show. You know
well,
what?
Eating the coochie, actually. It's sucking the clit. It's not eating the coochie.
See,
it's sucking the clit. Because if you get the top of the clit,
well,
right,
yeah, but it depends on
it'll make her, she'll squirt all in your face.
Well, it depends on the woman. Cause I know some women like for you to go.
Yeah, it depends on the woman.
And come out to the top, like you said. You're right about that. You know, I cover all areas.
Man, y'all some freaky people, man. You and my
and when you suck the clit, you take your fingers and put it inside that love hole, and you can feel that the G spot right there.
Yeah, right there.
See, y'all freaky.
Yeah.
Y'all freaky. Y'all taking the show to a whole nother. You're gonna have people texting me and calling me like crazy. Like, who was that? Who was Madam Fat Cat? Well, you're gonna be popular. I'm telling you.
Well, that's good. That helped your ratings.
I'm telling you, people text me and inbox me. She is gonna be famous after this show. Trust me. And people gonna be calling me. Who was that, Jay? Who was that, Jay? Was that so and so? No. Was that so and so? Who was that, Jay? Who was that? I'm not telling you.
Hey,
who
Jay.
Was.
A lot of them don't even know that I talk.
Huh?
A lot of people don't even know that I actually talk.
Yeah, you're right. You would never know. If you see her, you wouldn't know this was her. Nah, at all. But
I sit and observe all the time.
But she's very, 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 she's that far. She is, let me tell you, she like far. You know who she built like that I could tell you who we know? NBA.
Oh,
no,
like,
NBA.
Oh, really? Yeah, NBA. Yeah.
NBA, you know why we call her NBA? Her name, her dancing name was NBA. You know what that stands for? Nothing but ass.
Yep.
And she kind of built.
I got some titties.
Like,
I got breasts. I'm a 44 triple D.
I don't know. I've never looked.
I'm a
44
triple D.
Who? 44
triple D.
Hey, Fat Cat, don't get offended. How much you weigh, if you don't mind me asking?
My drawers is real heavy.
No, I got that part, but I'm just saying. How much?
I'm
not,
overweight
not,
right now. I'm in
my
30s,
my
drawers but
is
I'm overweight.
Real heavy.
Oh, you're overweight. Okay.
She hold her weight good. You know how some people
enjoy, she
big,
enjoys
big.
It now. She burning now.
I haven't seen her in a while. But
that's what I'm saying.
Go,
she's in Georgia.
Atlanta. I go to Atlanta every summer. Fat Cat.
I'm gonna come up here.
I told you Jay coming down there, Fat Cat.
I go to Atlanta every year. Man, me and Fat Cat could get together and just laugh and joke. Me and Fat Cat is cool.
You gonna remember some
of I wouldn't do that. Only way me and Fat Cat would do something, we would have to be drunk and just fall in the bed with
and
each other. We high
as hell. A nice blunt and some Hennessy.
Yep, Jay gonna bring all that.
Me and her, we just cool as hell. Like we from day one.
But I don't need that for you.
I'm not gonna say we're.
Yeah, he definitely will come to you, Fat Cat.
We met in adult school. And I don't really know how we got cool. I don't really know. I just know
so we just
walking around.
So we just sitting in the back and complaining about being here.
Oh, okay. No, I know when I first seen you, you was walking around the class. You was loud as hell. You was loud. You was walking around talking.
No, I was not.
Yes, you was. You was loud.
No, I was not.
You were loud.
I didn't say nothing to somebody who made me say something.
You might have been sitting in your seat, but you were. Well, look, I said, okay, you talk loud. You got a heavy voice. Put it like that.
Body point.
You trying to say you was quiet?
No, I didn't say that. I observed a lot.
So how we started talking? How did me and you start talking in that class?
Because we were sitting in the back and cracking a lot of people.
Or we were sitting in the back of the class being the class clowns. That sound like me. That sound like me. We was cracking up people. And I said, you know what, Madam Fat Cat? You got a fat ass. And then you said to me, Jay Sean, you a sexy, dark-skinned black brother. And I said, all right. Nah, I'm just fucking. I'm just playing.
I don't
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. She know I'm just playing. That's my girl though, Forrest, for real. That's my girl.
No,
she
cool
as hell.
You know how you be
cool with certain females.
Mm-hmm.
And to be like that, and we cool like that. I know a while ago you asked me something, Fat Cat. But I know, you know what I mean, like. I remember that. I just let you know I remember. You know what I mean? But you know what? We're gonna keep this show going. You gotta go now, Fat Cat. Are you good?
No, I'm good.
All right. Okay, everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the line, you know what I'm saying. You wanna speak to Fat Cat? You wanna speak to Forrest? Or you wanna speak to me? You know, press one. You know what I mean? If you clicked on the link. You know, you have to call the number, 563-999-3718. Call the phone number, you know what I mean? And, you know, press 1, you know what I mean? And, you know, if you want to join in, it's a lot more people than me, Fat Cat and Forrest, that know
That's
about
right. Don't be shy. Call in, y'all.
And choking and shit like that. It's a lot more people
Strap
than
ons
us that know
and
about
everything.
That.
Yeah.
Strap-ons and... You know what I mean? It's squirting and all. My show, I got a nasty show, man.
You got to get her.
Forgive
you got to get her all the way to the edge of the bed. When you get her to the edge of the bed, you take your penis, you hit her clit real, real hard. It's just squirting and splash.
Oh, look.
That's one of my favorite moves, right there, Jay. We about to turn
this show up, y'all. Don't go nowhere, man. We got my man, Madam Fat Cat. I got my friend of over 30 years, Forrest, on the phone. And I'm the host, you know what I mean, with the most, the relationship guru, Jay Sean, you know what I'm saying? And stay on the line, don't go nowhere, go get a drink of water, go use the bathroom, call somebody, tell them, say, yo, Jay Sean is on one tonight, yo, he on one tonight, y'all gotta listen to this, or call and say, yo, he got a female.
And you know what's bad?
My
baby sister is just as bad as me.
Oh man, she on the line and she talking about everything, you know what I mean? Or just call in, you know what I mean? Like say and let people know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do on this show. So I want everybody to stay tuned. I'm gonna play a song right now. Let me see what kind of mood I'm in. The Hennessy is ripping through me, and I'm smoking a little bit, which I don't know. I'm just telling people.
I'm with you.
Oh, you know what? Before I go to a song. Let me make this announcement real quick before I go to a song. I'm going to be doing a YouTube page where I'm going to be doing videos on YouTube, and I'm going to be telling different stories of my life, not just pimp stories, stories of when I was in the military, stories of when I sold drugs, when I used drugs. Stories of when I've been a husband, when I've been a brother, when I've been a petty theft. I'm gonna be doing all different. I'm gonna be doing telling different all different stories, and you're gonna be able to see me. It's gonna be visual. I'm gonna be starting that July 1st, but we'll talk more about that after this song. We'll be right back with Madam Fat Cat and Forrest Nance on Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. No infections, no yeast. Don't go.
It's time for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live.
They just wanna watch me fall, regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah,
dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason why they want us not breathing. Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
So he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Cloud
it cuts like a fissure. Prayer from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear, then most of us will listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose
it. Strive for perfection.
I do.
Try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
Done. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless. Success how you
reach.
Practice more patience.
Patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Still process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They don't wanna see me stand strong.
I just wanna
do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate?
Kid?
This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Death.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest.
What?
You see all these killings. Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drink.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real, and if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it, regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha, take heed to the revelation.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong.
All they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Man, we got a lot of listeners on the line. We got so many numbers, I can't even see the numbers. That's a good thing, you know, because I work hard at this, you know what I mean? So I feel happy, you know, and I feel proud when I see a lot of callers on the line, you know what I mean? And I want to thank everybody who took the time because it's Friday night. You could be doing anything, but you here with me, you know what I mean, and I'm my show. You know what I mean? I don't take this for granted. I really work hard at this. We got Madam Fat Cat on the line. We got Forrest Nance on the line. And everything is everything. I feel good tonight. You know, we supposed to be talking about how to keep your relationship hot, how to keep your relationship spicy. You know what I mean? Role play, sex toys. We gotta take into perspective in a relationship certain things. Or maybe you don't have to take into perspective. I don't know. Maybe somebody could tell me if the answer is yes or if it's no. I don't know. A lot of times in relationships,
people tend to fall out of love with each other.
It's because they stopped doing what they were doing when they first started.
Say it again?
It's because they stopped doing what they was doing when they first met. So you went, you
right.
did an extra when you first started. And then once you got where you wanted to be, you stopped doing it.
Right. But, I mean, you know, we talk about that like it's nothing, but it's really real. And it is something that happens every day. When once you find out you got somebody, you don't really do anything to – once you find out you – like a guy could be dressing real nice, and once he gets his woman, he can stop dressing nice. A female could be giving you head every day, and once she gets you, she can stop giving you head. A guy could, you know – cuddle.
Well, it's not in the matter of stop doing head. Sometimes you got to do it in moderation because it becomes like redundant all the time. You don't want to keep doing the same thing. Oh, you got to change it up sometimes.
You got to change what up?
The sex grammatics. Because if you do the same position all the time. It's gonna be like getting dressed every day. Sometimes you gotta change position.
Yeah, but that's what I mean about y'all ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much to keep you satisfied. Like, we don't got time for all that. You know why?
No,
you know what
it's
saying?
Not.
Like, why you got to
no,
get
not.
Bored?
You brought up some valid points earlier when you said the walk up behind, kissing on the neck. And rubbing your dick across my ass, that's a lot. That's beautiful to me. It's the little things that count.
Okay.
What's the matter, cat? Got your tongue?
No. I'm just, you know, I think before I talk. You're right. That's me. And I feel good.
And the same
right,
thing.
You know,
a woman could come up from behind. And come and hug him in from the from behind and kiss him down his back too.
It's a lot of people on these lines. There's so many people on the lines. I can't see all the damn numbers. Somebody trying to get through, and I can't see their numbers because there's so many damn numbers on people listening. I guess this is a hot topic right here, or either
yeah. I mean, all this time we've been in the house. With this pandemic with COVID-19, everybody's sexy should have been on. Their relationship should be having no problems. They should have been on reinventing another chapter in their life.
Yep. Sounds.
Yeah, but on the flip side to that, a lot of people have been, since this COVID start, they've been getting frustrated. They've been getting bored because they really find out now they're not compatible with the person that they're at home with. So it's a flip side to that.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
It's good to fill that out.
Right.
True.
Yes or no? It is true, right?
True, except to a certain extent. Well, the guy that I was dating before, he didn't care that I don't see my mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. I love to read. And I can read anything. The slutty the book is, the better it is. I like stuff to keep my mind going.
You just a sexual woman. It's cool too. It's the 2021. Like women is the men now, and men is the women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For real.
And them little pills that everybody be some men be taking, the sexual pills.
Yeah.
They help some of them.
I need them, for real. I need them, but I don't take them. But I got a bunch of them, but I'm scared to take them. But I definitely need them, for real. I'm serious. I need those. I know young guys in their 20s who take them pills. I got a bunch of them, man. I got a dresser full of them pills, but I'm scared to take them. I got Viagra.
Why?
I got Cialis. I got Latrietra.
I got Stud 1000. I got all them pills.
Okay,
man,
you remember back in the days when we used to drop tabs?
Yeah, I was just telling my daughter
that's all it is. That's all it is. You got to take it with water. Don't take it with no liquor.
I was telling my daughter the other day the time I took a tab of meth. That's a pill, y'all. I took it, and I put one in some beer and crunched it up, and I was high for 3 days. I just told my daughter about that. Never take pills. I was high for 3 days off of that mescaline.
Yeah, because
you
shouldn't have put it in the beer.
Huh?
You supposed to drink it. You wasn't supposed to put it in your beer.
I know. I took one, and then I put one in the beer and drunk it. Me and this guy. He took one, and then he put one in the beer. We was in New
and
York.
When I dropped my tab, I had dropped me and the guy that I was dating, we both dropped it at the same time, and we couldn't do nothing because we kept laughing the whole time.
You ever sniff coke? You ever sniff coke
nope.
before?
Nope. Never.
You ever smoke weed?
All the time.
Weed?
Still do.
Okay. So you took mescaline when you was younger?
Yeah.
You ever sniff dope?
Nope.
You ever drunk Spanish fly?
I had a boyfriend that, and he couldn't come nowhere around me unless he was hard. Because he's a big time dope head.
He was
hard.
What?
He was hard. Because he was always high.
He couldn't come around you unless he was hard.
Yeah, because he stayed hard. I knew when he was high.
You had a guy you was dating that stayed hard?
Yeah. He was one
Damn.
Sexual being. And every time I turn around, you know how many times he used to pull my clothes off? He had 11 brothers and sisters. 10 of them done caught us doing it.
Well, damn it, you do everything then. If you do everything then, do you do anal too?
Only the chosen few.
Well, damn, Forrest, we got a winner here, Forrest. I wish I had Dre in the line to give me some special effects or some bullhorns or some kind of sirens. We got a woman.
That's
here.
Not for everybody,
damn,
though.
We got a woman. Hey, Forrest, we got a woman here, damn it, that do every damn thing. She run bathroom.
Yeah,
you come home. She do oral. She take oral. She do anal if you're the right one. Because
if we don't do it, they're going to go outside and find it somewhere else.
That's right.
If I'm taking my man at home, he's going to go outside and find it somebody else to do it.
Oh, man. You hit that right on the head. You hit that for real. You hit that right on the head. And I'm going to tell you something. She is a real individual. She is really real, and I'm glad that you came on the show tonight. You know what I mean? Because
and I was good for telling him to quit. Only way you're going to get my men, unless I give them to you. You're not getting my men because you got my motto is fingers, toes, assholes, and earlobes, and I don't miss a motherfucking spot. Trust me.
I think you a freak now. You acting like a freak or a sex maniac or
I ain't no sex maniac. I control myself. If I want you, I'll tell you I want you. If I don't want to be bothered, I'm not going to be bothered.
Do you got to fuck as soon as your period go off?
No.
Would it drive you crazy if you didn't?
No, because I'm going to make sure I clean myself properly, get all, because you got to get that extra day, then make sure everything is cleaned out like it's supposed to, no residue, no nothing. And then I'm going to get ready. I'm going to paint some picture anyway. I'm going to get it ready for you anyway.
Now you talking. Now you talking. That was a fucking intelligent answer right there. After your period, you have to make sure you are properly flushed out and all that stuff like that before you have sex. That was I'm telling you, because there's a lot of women who not like that. Like they just want to fuck soon.
You
got to
take
care
of your temple.
Somebody just texted me on phone and said, damn, she a freak, Jay. Somebody just texted me and said, damn, she a freak. I knew niggas was gonna start hitting me off. I ain't giving none of y'all no info or nothing. She anonymous. She mysterious. Only I know how to get in touch with her. Only me. Only I know. This is my secret weapon. You know what I mean? That's what you are. Hold on, everybody. Hold on 1 minute. Don't nobody anybody go anywhere. Hold on. This is very important to me. Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
What's up?
What's up?
Everybody, this is my this is a close friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? And he had a birthday yesterday, so I'm calling him on the air, you know. I'm calling him on the air to tell him happy birthday, you know what I mean? And it was yesterday, you know what I'm saying? So I had to quickly figure out how to do this shit, how to call him on the air and all that shit. But I'm personally, for me, and the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast and all the listeners and all the guests, we're going to give you a very, very big happy birthday. This is Andre Williams, if y'all don't know. A lot of people y'all know. As soon as I say I wrote his book, his life story, y'all going to know who I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Because it's all over. It's all over. Everybody know I wrote the book.
I didn't get that book yet.
You didn't get that one yet? Well, I'm going to mail that one to you. I got to get some more in, I think. I got to get another one. But I'm going to mail it to you. Here you go. That's my word is bond. But that's him. You know, he turned 45 yesterday. And, you know, 45 yesterday, miracle child. God bless. So we want to give him a very blessed happy birthday. You've been listening? You been listening to the show?
Happy birthday.
You know it. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know it, man. You know it.
All right. His, this is my man. He got, so if his voice sounds distorted, it's because he got a tracheotomy in his throat. So I don't want y'all, nobody to feel no type of way, but, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, and everybody is everybody. And then this like my brother.
Everybody
like my
got
son.
A story.
But,
yeah.
Everybody got a story. You right. He got a hell of one. So, you been listening to the show, Dre?
Yeah. It's a wild show tonight, man. For real.
You think Madam?
And I'm sober.
You think Madam Fat
and
Cat
I'm
is real, or you think Madam Fat Cat is real, or you think she just lit professing? She just bullshitting us on the
air
right
now. I
think
she's
professional,
man. I think she's a
professional.
You think she's
professional?
Official, for real.
You think she's
right.
Professional?
Yeah, she's official. Definitely.
And I did enough pledges parties.
Far said she official. I don't know.
Yeah, she official. I wanted to say happy belated birthday to Dre too, Jay.
Oh, okay. You heard him, Dre?
Yeah, happy belated birthday. Wish you many more, my brother, yeah.
Thank you.
The doctors gave him 12 years to live. They gave him 12 years to live, and he turned 45 yesterday. You can't say
it wasn't the doctor call. It was that man of above call.
That's right. This show tonight, man. You never found me, man. You always have a great show every week, man. But tonight, man, it's tough to take, man. For real.
It's a good show. Yeah, you know, I was saying earlier that I think I'm when I first came on, I was saying I'm coming out to my own with the radio because, like I was telling my listeners earlier, like I first started off, I was like a drunken master, like, you know, like, then I went through my phase of I was on my fuck bitches shit, and then I went through all different kind of phases, but now I think I really found my home, you know, with this relationship conversation. You know what I mean? And that's why I call myself the relationship guru. You know what I mean? Because it's a topic that should never die. Just like I always say, the Maury Povich show with the who is the father. show. He's been doing that 25 years. So I think I could talk about relationships for the next 25 years and build my show up, you know, where I got sponsors and, you know what I mean, and build my brand up and, you know, just become a household name, you know, not only on the in the tri-state and not only on the East Coast, but, you know, worldwide. That's my plans. I always wanted people to know my name all over the world, and you know, and that's what I strive to do, and that's what I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? And you know, certain things in this world that you have to do. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you expect people walk the walk, but they don't talk the talk. Certain things, like why I'm saying that is like calling Dre right now and giving him a birthday shout out on my show. That's something I had to do. You know what I mean? Because we go so way back. It ain't fuck what we're going back. We got so much to do in the future. Fuck what's behind us. The movies and the
what's
books.
Up, bro?
And, fuck the movies and all that. We got shit that's going to go on straight up to the atmosphere. You know, so that's how we rock. And, you know, that's what I wanted to say, but I'm really glad. I'm feeling really good about this show tonight for a couple of reasons.
Thanks for inviting me.
Because people know, like, relationships and sex and all that shit is important. It's important because, you know, it's a lot of men out there that's doing what they're doing, and it's a lot of women out there. I mean, it's women out there that do so much, like, that, you know, they pussies got their own area code. And, you know, it's so many men out there, you know, like, you know how they say the papa was a rolling stone, wherever he laid his hat was his home. You got men out there, but when you build that bond, when you build that future, I mean, you can't say it's wrong or nothing is wrong about it, because everybody want to live up on that house with a lake in the backyard, with a husband or a wife, and with a picket fence, and, you know, drinking a drink with an umbrella in it, and everybody want to live that life. But it's getting there. What do it take to get there? What do it take to get there? How much dedication? How much time? How much love? How much pain? See, everybody know I don't believe in love, you know, but don't let me distort anybody's feelings or whatever they believe. You know, me and Dre talk about that all the time. He believe in love. I don't believe in love. Forrest believe in love. I don't believe in love. Like, so there's a lot of people that believe in it. I don't believe in love. I don't believe in love because I believe that love hurts. Sometimes people can love you so much that it choke you. But then again, you know, I'm just one person. So, I mean, I love my children, but that's a different kind of love. That's a different kind of love for loving a woman. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a different kind of love. Dre, you out there?
Yeah, sir.
I sound clear?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Because, you know, I'm talking through the, I'm letting everybody don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking through, I had bought some new shit for the radio show. I'm talking through the pop filter, so I wanted to know how my voice sounds.
You sound clear.
Okay, thank you. That's why, you know, this show is like, I invest in this show. You know, a lot of people want to know what it takes to run a podcast. It takes a lot of shit. You know, it takes monthly fees. You got to invest in yourself to get better and better and better stuff. You know, I listened to a show and I heard my voice. It was a lot of popping. So I had to go out there and spend some money and get some stuff to try to make it sound better. I won't really know until I listen to the show at another date. Matter of fact, Cat, you hanging in there, man. I gotta pull some shit out of you, because you've been on Jay Sean Hot Seat for like an hour, and you ain't budged yet. A lot of people scared to come on my show. You've been on the hot seat for an hour, and everything I throw at you, you throw it right back to me, and I can't let that happen.
It's a cause and effect.
I can't, hey Dre, I can't let that happen, you know? We got to.
I told you, all my years I hang with all them 15 guys, I think like a man, but I am a lady.
I talked about role play. That wasn't nothing. Been there, done that, she said. I talked about sex toys. She did that. I even talked about anal. And she didn't shoot that down. I talked about setting the mood. I done talked about everything. So you know what you need to do? You need to give a class on how to keep your man happy and satisfied in bed.
I used to do that with my girls. Anything they ask me is like, could we come together, we drink, we have our little wine and our little cheese and fruits and stuff, and they go, okay, what we need to help? I need help. Yeah, and they ask the question, and then I tell them what to do.
If I ever come to your house again and you come to the door with some shorts on, I'm going to snatch them shorts down, and I'm going to throw you on a coffee table.
They say, don't play with it. You better know what you're doing.
No, I'm afraid.
You knew I was going to say something bad.
Hey, Dre, I'm scared of her. I ain't doing nothing.
I know one thing she said that is one of the really things that I heard.
What's
that? You start a relationship, you got to keep doing what you did to get that woman or that man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
That's so valuable. If anyone
whatever you did in the beginning, you got to keep doing it. But a lot of people don't do that. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know why.
They get too comfortable,
people,
man.
Yeah,
yep.
I mean, but you know, I'm not gonna talk about like just the women. I think the men do that too. You know, men do that, women do it. I think everybody do that. You know, we forget what it took.
I think mostly men. Because once you have sex with a woman, the challenge is over. It's over. Game over.
And now they want to try something new.
Right.
It ain't about
something new.
You just need to change the position.
Yeah.
I always just want, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so the things you can do with that. On the side, you should be able to do with your woman.
And you hear
a lot of girls, a lot of people say, I don't sign on that. Well, you ain't going to keep your man, honey.
If
you
don't suck dick,
do
you ain't going to keep your man. That's what I'll be saying. Like, yo, that's
yeah,
some real
it's
shit
still
right
vice
there.
Versa, because you got some men that don't eat pussy or don't know how to eat pussy.
Yes, sir.
When
you go to sleep. Yeah.
Hey, now.
Because I done walked a few through. Told her what to do. Yeah.
Oh, shit. She said you got some men that don't eat no pussy. You like
they play
that?
With their food.
You like that?
They
dog?
Play with their food. You can't just eat the tip of your tongue. You can't get nothing off with that.
Do you like that?
You got to put some pressure on that clit.
Do you like that done?
Oh, hell yeah, I
do. You like that done?
And if you smell good down here, I'll give you head all day long.
Say that again?
Because I don't want no dim nuts. I don't want no funky nuts.
What you mean? I don't understand.
I don't want no dim nuts. Somebody, you just came from playing ball. You want me to give you head. No, it ain't going down. I didn't wipe my ass to come put in your face.
You don't want no funk with no funky balls.
At all.
And we don't want
no stank
pussy.
Because in a real blowjob, you're going to suck the balls and all.
Oh, shit.
So you're popping the nuts up.
Hold on, now you're going off. I got another caller. Hold on the line. Let's see who this is. 3012?
You're on the line with Jay Sean. I'm keeping it real with Jay Sean.
That's me. That's me, bro.
That's you?
Yeah.
Well, that's you, Dre?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. My bad. That's Dre right there. You told me. I didn't know that was the number you was on. But anyway, let's keep this shit moving. Anybody out there, somebody want to say something, press one. I think you done scared everybody, Madam Fat Cat. Cause it's a, I know
what,
it's a lot of females on the line. I know it's females on the line right now, horny females who like sex toys, who like fingers in their ass, who like Latin to be pissed on, be choked. I know people out there. I know it's nasty people out there on the line right now. Madam Fat Cat ain't the only freaky sexual woman out there in the universe or just listening to this show. You know, so press one and come on the line and let's talk. You don't got to be afraid of me. I see all these numbers up here and nobody. Well, I mean, it's okay if you want to listen, but I want to talk to somebody. Somebody press, all you got to do is press one and come on the line with me and Fat Cat and Dre and Forrest tonight. You know, we talking about how to keep your sex life happy and alive.
Eat it.
We talking about sex toys. We talking about role play. You know what I mean? Somebody out there come on the line, press one. Let me ask you something if you dare to come on the hot seat. They're afraid to come on the line. You know, I've never really understood that. I never understood that because somebody texted me quick. Somebody said, I've been press one. Oh, hold on. See, I'm trying to control all this shit myself. That's where I miss Dre at. Somebody said, I've been press one. For real. Hold on 1 second. My bad. I'm sorry.
You should have thought about this topic and thought about what you need to help it.
Come on. Wait a minute. Who said that? Somebody said, I've been press one. Hold up. Let me see if this is. 6052.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You been press one.
No doubt, Jay.
Oh, my bad.
I haven't heard another female yet.
You ain't hear no female. Females is on here listening. It's females on here that I know they numbers is on here. I'm looking at you. You done scared everybody away. I guess you too sick. Too. I don't know.
I didn't scare them away. They just don't not too assure of themselves. If you assure of yourself, you can speak.
Yeah, you right. I'm gonna try to get some of them on the line too. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
This the God from Brooklyn. Yo,
what's going on?
Maintaining. How you doing, Jay? Happy birthday, Dre. But now the chick that's talking, yo, she on the real tip because it's something she said that clicked through my mind when she was like sucking dick and licking balls at the same time. That did something to my mind just now because that's just like a dude eating pussy and sucking a click at the same time. It's the same thing, you know?
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, because shit happens. Like, word bond. You need to get some more females up there because she took the show tonight, Jay. Word is bond. She did it. I respect that. She did it. Man, I got to tip my hat off to her.
She ain't holding back tonight, right? Madam Fat Cat from Georgia, by way of the Fourth Ward. She from the Fourth Ward.
She bad as hell because she got me hard just listening. Yeah, she can get paid for her own talk show. Got me hard than a motherfucker.
She got you hard from just listening?
Just listening to you.
That's we aim to please on this show.
That's why I listen
you know
to it every week. This the show.
That's,
I'm an
yeah,
the show.
I never understood. I really, to be honest with you, I never understood, you know, females. If I tell you could be anonymous, like you anonymous, you can come out here and say whatever you want to say. Why, if nobody didn't know who you was, you could come out here and say whatever you want to say. You know what I mean? That's
That's what I would do. And even if you said who you was, it ain't like people gonna know who you are. You know what I mean? But you know, whatever. I'm just feeling good. Hey, Forrest, what's going on?
Not much. I'm just listening to y'all.
You still listening? You still listening?
Yeah, I'm just listening to everybody. That's all.
So you have how old are you, sir? How old are you?
Who are you talking to, Jay?
How old are you, Forrest?
I'm 64.
You don't sound 64.
Well, that's because I take care of myself, dear. I've been a vegan for 9 years.
Damn. So you trying to say your dick still work right? That's what you saying?
Yes, sir. Your diet has a lot to do with your dick.
Yep, your diet has a whole lot to do with it.
I've been telling you that for a long time.
I'm trying to keep it real, PG. I don't want to get too bad.
That's right.
So the reason so the reason I'm all fucked up is because I got all this Hennessy in front of me and weed and Black and Miles and all this fucked up shit that I'm ingesting in my system.
It's your food too.
That's my problem.
Right? It's more or less your food. Because whatever you feed your temple, you have to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go vegan soon.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Jay just talking. That's all.
I his neck.
Next time I come to Atlanta, I'm coming to see
you. But
you
need to get rid of that red meat because it takes 30 days for it to get out the system anyway.
That's right.
How long? 30 days. That's what make your poop smell and have a stench to it.
Yep.
What?
The beef. My lips are still closed. I still have a little girl coochie. Thank you very much.
Yo,
My lips are still closed. Until you rub my clit, that's when she pop out.
Yo, the guy from Brooklyn, you hear that?
Yeah, she got my shit hard as hell. I'm listening. Let it talk.
So we don't know what you're doing. She ain't going to wake up anyway.
She just talking, man. She just talking.
I ain't just talking.
She ain't doing nothing.
I don't know about that one, Jay. She got me convinced.
Next time I come to Atlanta, I'm coming to see you. I want you to everything you talking about now and everything you do, I want you to show and prove.
Hey, Jay, I think if you go to her door instead of you grab her, she's going to grab you. Throw you on the motherfucker.
No, she done told me everything she liked. She like her hair pulled. She like to be choked. She done told everybody everything she like, but y'all don't know her. I know her. So she done said everything you like. You in trouble now, Madam Fat Cat. You know that? You in trouble. Next time, how far are you from Atlanta? Hello. Madam Fat Cat.
Well, I think you lost
Madam. Nah, she's still on. I see her number. Madam Fat Cat. She might be kept away with her lot.
Oh, there she goes.
I hit the new button by mistake.
I forgot what did I ask you. What did I ask her? I asked her something.
I'm 3 hours from Atlanta.
How far is she away from Atlanta?
3 hours.
What?
It depends on who's driving. I'm 3 hours from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Man,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, how far are you? 3 hours from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, she down in Tiffany, Georgia somewhere.
Yeah, Tiffany, right?
Yep.
I'm 3 hours from Atlanta.
I'm in Statesboro.
Oh,
45 minutes from Augusta, from Savannah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard about that.
She right there by Hawkinsville.
What?
She's right there by Hawkinsville and Savannah.
I'm
45
minutes from Savannah.
Wow.
She's close by Hawkinsville.
Me. 45 minutes from Atlanta. I'm trying to get a female on the line real quick. If we can get a female on the line. Females, they acting like this is a touchy subject. Boy, they don't want to.
This
oh,
is intriguing.
Man, they don't want to. Huh?
This was nice.
A lot of females don't like talking about certain subjects.
Excuse me. When all females get together, all we talk about is sex. You heard?
What you say?
When all females are together, all we talk about is sex. Trust me.
So when females together, that's all they talk about is sex.
Yeah, same as dudes do.
That's true.
Unless some dudes, you talk about some football, some basketball, but I watch all that.
I hear that. Oh, man. This turned out to be a really, 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 really nice show.
Yeah, it was.
And it was. It really was. I don't know if we helped anybody out. I was supposed to be helping people, teaching people what to do to help their relationship. I hope we helped them out. We were supposed to be sex toys. We did talk about all that. We talked about sex toys. We talked about role play. We talked about how to keep your relationship going. We did touch on all that. So I hope
we
did.
Most women are afraid of anal. Because you got to trust your partner. If you don't trust your partner and he don't come, you got to trust your partner in order for anal to go there. He can't go like he didn't go into your vagina. He can't go in like
right.
that. He got to take his time. Because once the head get in, all is great.
Yeah, that's right.
Did I set everybody down?
What'd you say?
I said once the head get in, everything is gravy.
And where?
You can do what you want.
What are you talking about, the head
and where? And
where? What are you talking about, the anal, the ass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, you
That's
a freak.
You do
a freak.
Every day. That's not something you do every
freaky.
Day.
You freaky. Hold on. All right. Hold on one second. We got to somebody behind the lines. Hold on, everybody. Oh 0953, you on the line?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hey, amen. Thank you.
It's a female. We got a female line.
I hear.
We was behind the line. Somebody got some static on their line. I don't know who that is, but we was behind the line, and Madam Fat Cat, I guess, she said she was talking about she liked being choked, and me and you was talking behind the line, and you like to be choked, right? 0953 we talking about. You like to be choked?
Yeah.
Oh, we got somebody else that like to be choked. Why you like to be choked?
Why?
Yeah, do you know why? Is it a certain kind of feeling they give you? Is it a certain kind of rush? Because I think Madam Fat Cat said it was a rush. Didn't you say it was a rush or something?
Yes.
Is a certain kind of rush you get or some shit? Is that the same for you? You get a certain kind of rush you get?
Yeah, it is.
And, okay, this... I'm trying to help the callers understand the rush you get from being, I guess some. So I guess it's like this, Madam Fat Cat. So, or you can tell me, is it like this? So you saying when you about, to have an orgasm, you want to be choked, or do you want to be choked before it, or soon as you about to have an orgasm?
Yeah, when you're reaching up to that point. When you're reaching up to that point. When you're reaching up to that point.
Oh, once. Yeah. Forrest, is that you with the static?
No, that ain't me on static.
Oh, all right. I hear some static.
Oh, my phone been good.
Mine's been good too.
So, you saying when you leading up to the orgasm, that's when you want to be choked and it add an extra rush to the orgasm.
Sometimes mine's be hard to get.
Is that the same for you, 0953? So when you're leading up to your orgasm, that's when you like to be choked?
Yeah.
You a little shy. She a little shy.
Yeah,
it's all
I
right.
Say, she a little gun shy over there. She don't say nah. Don't say much.
You an undercover freak. It's okay. As long as you a freak, it don't really matter. You could be a loud freak or a quiet. I'm a quiet freak, I guess. If that's what they want to say. I'm not a loud freak. I'm a quiet freak. We got freaks.
It took me to my 20% actually talking, and I was having sex. Because I used to listen to all the boys I hang with, and they talking about, like they were trying to keep score of how many girls who did what, who said what.
I hear what you know, because a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that.
Then when I started talking,
you know
it started
mean?
Getting better. Once I started talking, it started getting better, so I started talking. What
you talking about during sex?
Yep. I'm gonna tell you to fuck me.
Wait a minute, I gotta understand what you're saying.
Cause I wasn't talking at first, but then you're not moving to how I want you to move, and then when I start talking dirty to you, tell you to fuck me, then you start doing what I'm asking, and it gets better and get real wet.
Well, we got you a bona fide free kind of line.
I did enough
practice.
Nah, females don't understand that. I mean, life. You don't want no sloppy sex. You don't want no dead sex.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be
important. If you're
going
to do it
right. Girls are very important. Females don't understand that.
They got to understand that?
Yeah. A girl, it really, really can help a man a lot. You're gonna fuck the court.
I like my man in his combat boots, his Tim, and I like him barefooted. I like him with socks on. It's so
wow. She said she liked it.
I like my roughneck. Because it's a different
You know, that was one of the questions I was going to ask early. I had a whole bunch of questions, but you fucked my whole format up because you was too real. I was going to ask
you. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's the way
I had something written down about Bad Boys because I had did some research on it. And it was saying how certain ladies like
Bad
Boys.
Every bad boy is undercover good boy. He a good boy. He put up that facade for the people in the street. Trust me, he's still a boy. He'll be a man outside. He's supposed to be a man outside. But when he come in the house,
right,
he's going to bow down to that woman.
Right. I believe that.
If she know what she's doing, if she know what she's doing, I can get him hard, but I don't even have to suck his dick. I can suck his fingers one by one, slowly. Make them nice and wet as you come up and down each and every last one of them.
We got one.
Sure do tonight, boy.
That we sure do tonight.
Yeah.
Let's
get Lola a run for her money.
Yeah, you definitely was one for the ages, Miss Madam Fat Cat.
Oh, thank you.
You really sparked the whole conversation, and I'm sure all the people that listened, tomorrow my inbox will be going crazy, and my texts will be going crazy with people asking me about you. I guarantee you that. And it hasn't happened since the first show I ever did, September 4th, my first show, when I had a young lady out here from Newark, New Jersey.
It's 2 days after my birthday, so now you won't forget my birthday forever.
Yeah, it was a lady who came September 2nd. New York. My first guest came November 2nd, September 2nd. That's
September
my grandson 2nd
is my
birthday. Yeah, that's my grandson's birthday. Okay, it was a lady that came on my first show where she talked about how she was married and had three men on the side she was messing with. She was real. That was my most popular show.
Because that date. One wasn't giving her what
I've
she
never
wanted.
I've never had more listeners than I had that show with her. And I believe this show, when it's said and done, this show might complete peak with my first show from September 4th. Only because you've been real. You know, my show is usually over at 10, but thank God I was smart today. I added the extra 30 minutes just in case. I said, I didn't know you was coming on the show, but I said, I'm going to add an extra 30 minutes just in case the show was good tonight. And you know what I mean? It turned out
the show was real good.
You don't lie. You a real, and let me tell you something, you's a real woman. You know what I mean? You don't play. I can look at you. The callers, the listeners don't know, but I know. She don't play around. She looks good. She got a fat ass, and she look like she had knocked you the fuck out if you play around. She's not no little chick. You know what I mean? So, Madam Fat Cat is built well, but built together. She's not no thin little chick. She look like she don't play. She's from the fourth ward in Patterson, so you already know. Shout out to Patterson. I gotta start giving more love to my city, Patterson. Even though I wanna get the fuck out of here. I don't like this town anymore. I'm ready to leave. I was ready to leave yesterday, last year. But I gotta give a shout out to Patterson because
Patterson will always be in your heart.
Patterson will always be in your heart, and it makes you – Patterson makes – I did a radio interview one day for my book. I've been on the radio a couple of times. So I was on the radio, the interviewer asked me one time. He said, "You from Patterson?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Okay, what makes you Patterson?" Yo, he fucked me up with that. For real, he caught me off guard. Because if you from Patterson, everybody that's listening who from Patterson, Dre's on the line, he's from Patterson, the God, everybody on here on the line, females is on the line. If somebody asks you, what makes you Patterson, what would your answer be?
Okay,
what
the makes different wards that we live in. The different wards we live in.
So hold on. Matter of fact, Cat, so I ask you, you from Patterson, and I ask you, what makes you Patterson? What would you say?
The different wards we live in, downtown, the up and up the hill, down the hill, the 10th Ave, the 12th
Ave. No, but that's
Ave.
That's not an answer. What makes you Patterson?
What makes me Patterson? Because I love my town. I love Patterson. I was born and raised there.
You know what? You know what I'm saying? I think they'd be looking for the answer when they say, "What makes you Patterson?" What makes you Patterson is that when you from Patterson, Patterson teach you how
to be well-rounded.
Yeah, well-rounded. Patterson teach you, you can't be soft and live in Patterson.
No.
Even if you soft, you know how to fake like you're not soft in Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Patterson gives you the I don't give a fuck attitude, but you give a fuck. What makes me Patterson is that Patterson taught me to be real. Patterson taught me to be real. Patterson taught me to be visual, physically and mentally. What I mean by that is you better be mental when you're in Patterson and if you're in certain places. And that also means you better be physically fit to be in other places than Patterson.
Yep.
And that's what makes me Patterson. Versatility.
Yep.
Universal.
You gotta be like a chameleon.
Like a chameleon. You gotta be a chameleon to be from Patterson.
I'm speaking loud, but I can be quiet and just observe where I'm at.
Right.
You gotta find out what the tone is going on. Who
did
what?
Jay, I want to say on that note, I got to run my brother before Home Depot closed over here at 11. My brother just signaled me. I got to make this run over here with him. I want to say peace and blessings to you, Fat Cat, my man Dre, and the brother from Brooklyn, man. I like y'all. Peace and blessings to everybody. Y'all have a safe week.
Same to you.
All right. And Jay, I'll be on next week.
Enjoy your 45.
Well, thank you. Dre's the 45.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem, bro. You know I got you next week.
Yeah.
All right. And we waiting for your show to come back on.
It's coming back on in July. I'll give you an update about the post in about another week.
All right.
Okay, I'll talk to y'all soon.
That's what's up. That's far, Shaw. I can't give him a round of applause. I don't know how to do that yet. But that's Mr. Nance, Shaw. I just spilt my drink again. This time I didn't hit my laptop, but I hit the laptop cord, so I better disconnect it before I always spilling my shit on my laptop. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's going on. Matter of fact, Cat, you have really, like, I give credit when credit is due. You have really, shocked and amazed me. You really did a good job on the show. I gotta give you credit. You did a very good job. You was professional. You was sexual. And you kept it real. And you know what I mean? And you did it with class, as far as I'm concerned. And it's my show. So that's all that matters. You did it. And that's all I ask from a guest. All I ask from a guest is to be real and talk about things talk about things that you know about. If you know about sex toys, talk about it.
Oh, God.
If you know about role play, talk about it.
Let's see how many I done killed.
If you know about dominatrix, talk about it. Whipping somebody, handcuffing somebody. Anal. If you know about it, that's all I'm here for. Talk about it. You know, some people don't want to talk about the show. Some people don't want to listen to it. It's okay. It's 4 billion, 400 million or more people
in the, on this earth. So.
To they think it's taboo to them because they haven't tried.
But let me tell you something. All I'm going to say is Maury Povich been talking about Am I the Father for 25 years. So why can't I talk about sex and relationships?
He's the biggest. He starts trouble all the time with his guests.
Right.
He instigates all the time.
Exactly. And that's all the time. You know what I mean? And I really had a good time.
My Friday really blessed because I was bored to death. All I do is play my game and watch my TV shows. This was blessing.
What game you play?
I play bingo all the time.
Bingo?
Yeah.
Well,
the fiends.
Well, we gonna definitely talk behind the scenes because you more than what we bargained for on this line. Because see, I had other people on my show before, and I have had problems because their sexual communication or conversation didn't reach the heights of mine. But see, I think your sexual intelligence and conversation, it matches mine. And you know, that's all I ask for. You know what I mean? So we're gonna definitely be having you back on the show. That's no doubt. You know what I mean? You really been a blessing. And like I said, I know people gonna blow me up in my inbox asking me who the hell is that on the line? I'm gonna say, if you only knew. It's just another black woman, sexy, erotic, sensual black woman. Black woman who's sitting at home all alone. Do I want to hear something funny? Yeah.
You want to hear something funny? Me and my baby father, we can't get along. First he said I wanted sex too much. I never known a man to say he wanted sex too much. And then one time we was doing it so well that I started crying while we was doing it. He stopped.
Well, you know what?
Why?
I'm going to tell you something. That happened to me before. You know what I mean? Now, that I could talk about. I was having sex with somebody before, and they started crying. And
It kind of made me feel
funny.
Why?
Because you don't really know what emotion that's coming from. Like, I didn't really know. I guess that meant that a person loved you so much. I don't think it has anything to do with the sex at the time. I think it got something to do with – well, yeah, it do got something to do with the sex. But I think it got more to do with the inner. The person is – you engage in sex and you touching and you kissing and you having sex and it's feeling good to you and it's feeling good to him. And you just overwhelmed with happiness and joy.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? You just can't control it. You just start crying.
It's called,
you don't know.
It's called vision.
That's the emotion. That's the emotion you get.
Because it used to be once upon a time, I used to eat, sleep, shit, just him. And he is nothing because they're wrong.
So I guess I understand that. You know what I mean? You caught up in emotions.
While you're making love, if she's still crying, you're doing something right. Don't stop.
If a man start crying when you're making love, I don't know about that one. If a female start crying, I know about that, but the man, I don't know.
That's a good pussy,
I'm gonna start crying. Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna ever start crying when I'm having sex. Oh, you have done it, Dre?
And now that I heard a man did before. It pushes me so good.
You heard about people who have done it?
Yeah. I mean I've read from that girl cried because I loved her so much, not during sex, but just holding her in my arms. Are you crying together?
I hear that.
Why do you think it's soft if you cry? What do you think is soft if you cry?
The bosses are crying.
No, I said, what do you think you're soft if you cry? You less of a man?
No, not really. I just never had no coochie that made me want to cry when I was in it. I had coochie that made me want to scream, but I haven't had no coochie that made me want to cry. You know, but it's never too late. So, I'll wait and see. Wait a minute. Let me see. I got a text coming out in here. Let me see what happened. Damn, I got a text going on. Oh, hold on 1 second. Somebody told me they've been trying to get on. 1 second. 6052.
Yeah, you can hear me?
God, yeah, I muted you. I did because your phone was the one. It had static in the back. I went through everybody's phone and it had static in the back. And my technician said that it was pretty loud, so I was muting everybody. But I don't hear it now. What's going on? 6052.
Probably had the TV. Now, I wanted to ask Miss Madam what she said about when a male has sex and if a male cried. I mean, she's doing a good job. What is, because I had a female talking in tongues years ago. What about that? What is that about?
It feels good.
You had a woman talking in tongues?
The bitch scared me. I thought, man, the bitch, I thought she was putting voodoo on me. I jumped up.
You had a woman talking in tongues?
Yeah, the shit scared me. I thought she was putting voodoo on me. Scared the shit out of me.
I mean, I ain't never seen that yet, but, you know, I done seen it.
There's going to be a way to express yourself.
I done seen a vagina squirt. I done seen a lot of stuff, but I never heard a woman talk in tongues.
Yeah, this bitch, she was drunk, too. Yeah. That wine had her
budget. Hey, that's how the ball bounces. Man, it's been a, I'm tipsy. I was drinking, smoking. I'm tipsy now, but I had a good time with the show. We got, like, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left of this show, so I got to give my thanks to all the people that called in. If I missed you, press 1. I apologize. All the people who clicked on the link. If you want to tell somebody about this show and like, yo, you got to listen to a show, it'll still be available tomorrow on my Facebook page. All my shows, you can go back and click on them, you know what I mean, if you want to listen to them. I appreciate that. You know, we'll be back. I'm thinking about changing the night from Friday night to something else, but I don't know yet. Well, I might just add an extra night to the show, Friday and another night. I don't know. We're going to see. I got so much going on. I got to finish writing this book. I'm getting ready to start this YouTube page. I'm trying to matter in this world. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate everybody who going along with me on the ride, all the listeners, all the people that take their time out to call, because you could be doing anything, but you listening to me, all the people who click on the link, I appreciate that.
When you first came up with your first book, I told you congratulations, and I knew you was up to doing some big things.
And now I got like 7 books. I gotta get you my other books too, matter of fact. But look, I gotta get you my other ones. I gotta get you but I'm gonna call you because I got your number right after this show. I'm gonna call you, so don't get busy.
Okay.
Because we got like 60 seconds. I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. Dre, happy birthday. May you have many more. The guy from Brooklyn, Forrest Nance, Madam Fat Cat. the female who liked to be choked. That was on the line. I want to thank everybody because you took your time out to be with me. And I take this shit serious, and we're going to keep going on, and we're not going to stop until we're the top podcast in tri-state, and then we'll take over the continent and then the world. You know, that's my aim, to leave a legacy. That's what I do. That's what I do. So we got 15 seconds. Thanks again. No infections, no yeast. Love somebody to love somebody. Get some sex toys, do some role play, and that's how we can help you. That's all we can help you with. Good night, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
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 Want me to hang up?
You still on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to call you the phone.
My cell phone.
Call your phone number. I'm going to call your phone number.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.